Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I am the founder, the creator, the host of this beautiful thing, Richard Hale. So super excited to have you here. I am the founder of teachingonlinebusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, and experts package their message, create a high-ticket offer, help them go to the market with that, create the system processes in their business to help them go seven figures. So, super excited to have everybody have an awesome, awesome show today. We are talking about how you can make a lot more money, by working a lot less. Is that even possible? Well, society kind of taught us wrong, the mindset. A lot of people think, well, the more I work, the more I'll make. It's kind of the opposite. The more money you make, you should be actually working a lot less. Think about Jeff Bezos. That's a good example. Look how much money that man's making. A ton of money. Billions. How much you think he's working? Not much. And I'll tell you why. Because he has the one big thing that we're going to be talking about today. So today's lesson. How to make more money while working less. And it is possible. But there's three things that you need. So for your client business, the number one thing you need, opportunity. Yes, opportunity. When your opportunities are limited, we don't make much money. So what do I mean by opportunity? I'm talking about how many clients are in the wings waiting for you to work with them. If you're not making $30,000 a month and you're putting in about 50, 60, 70 hours a week, something's broken in your business. You should be making at least bottom line $30,000 a month. If you're not and you're working that much, something's broken. So opportunity, kind of like supply and demand. When the demand is there, the price goes higher. But if you don't have that demand, what's going to happen? You're going to make less. There's less opportunity. So the first thing that you need in order to make more money and work less is opportunity. You need consistent clients every single day. The second thing that you need to look at is your offer. If you don't have that opportunity, what happens? We start charging less. We undervalue our offer. If you only have one phone call, let's say today's Monday. If you only have one phone call, but you know some bills are due, what are you going to do? You tell this client it's $2,000 for your service. Oh, I can't pay that much. I can't pay that much. That's just too much money for me right now. I just can't do it. What are you going to do? Counter? Well, I'll tell you what. We can do it for $1,000. Well, I don't know. That's better, but okay, $600. Well, that's more fair. That's where I wanted to be at. And you undervalue yourself because you don't have no more opportunities this week. That's the big thing. So number one, we got to increase your opportunities. We got to get more clients to you. More of your perfect clients. Number two, we got to look at your offer. How you package your offer. Do you have a high ticket offer? Because you should. And when you're thinking about the offer, I want you to think about the end result. What is the end result that you're giving your clients? If you're helping save a marriage after 25 years, what is that worth? To me, that's priceless. If you're helping somebody create revenue, more revenue in 1 month than they have in any previous years, what is that worth? It's priceless. Think about the offer. Most importantly, I want you to think about the result that you're giving your clients. That's what you sell them. You don't sell the benefits. You sell them the result, the outcome. That's what they want. They don't care if they have to get ClickFunnels to get there, or lead pages, or Infusionsoft, or tools and software, and shiny object syndrome, and stuff like that. They want the outcome. That's what your focus should be on when packaging your offer. Yeah, you need your message, right? Yeah, you need your marketing, right? But it all boils down, what does your clients want more than anything? And it should be the outcome. That's where you focus. So, number one, opportunity. Number two, offer. What else do we need? Number three, systems. That's what you need more than anything. Now, if you go back to episode one, I talked about this, right? I talked about how to control your client acquisition system. That is super, super important. Make sure you go listen to that episode. And again, if you want the full details where I break down this system and how you can implement it into your business, go to teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar. Because I promise you, if you're a client business owner and you don't have a client acquisition system dialed in place, implemented into your business, you're in trouble. You're really, really in trouble. This is like one of the main rules, like the foundations of having a successful client business. You need this client acquisition system and you need to use it. What does opportunity, what does the offer, what does the system, what does this create? Leverage. It creates leverage in your business. It creates reliability in your business. It creates predictability in your business. And those are probably things that you don't have right now, right? If you're struggling to get clients, you don't have that leverage. If you're struggling to get over 30,000, it's leverage. That's what you need in your business. That's going to give you everything that you need to scale, to grow, okay? That's going to allow you to work less, but make a lot more money. And it boils down to that. Opportunity. Packaging your offer. Creating systems. That's the three things that I focused on. That's what got me from $10,000 to $15,000 a month to $70,000 to $80,000 a month and growing. If it wasn't for these three things, I wouldn't be there. I know this is exactly what you need for those of you that want to make more money and work less. For those of you that are struggling to get clients right now. For those of you that are putting in 60, 70, 80 hours a week and you're making under $30,000 a month. This is exactly what you need. So I hope you'll take the time to implement this into your business. Go watch the training. The training is amazing and it gives you every detail. It's like 75 minutes long. So you want to take notes, but I promise you, it's worth it. You'll have crystal clear clarity at the end of this. Plus, I give you an awesome bonus. Actually, I forgot about that. I give you guys the bonus. The bonus funnel. I give you my exact funnel. Yeah, I forgot all about that. How cool is that? TeachingOnlineBusiness.com/webinar. And I give that bonus at the end of the webinar. So, opportunity, your offer, the packaging, systems. That's what's going to give you leverage. That is the key for all of you client business owners. That's the key to make more money working less. I want to give you guys a quick shout out. I sincerely appreciate all of you. You guys have been amazing. Thank you for taking the time to be here. I would love to have your feedback. You can always join us at Masterminds of Marketing over on Facebook. This is our private Facebook group. Make sure you go over and join us. Become part of the conversation. We want to help you in any way that we can. And it's all about starting conversations. Get to know us. We get to know you. That's what it's all about. Any business needs that in order to be able to grow. And we love the feedback. We love the comments. Thank you for taking the time to share this. If you know anybody that can use this, that needs to hear this, let them know about us. So hopefully you'll take the time to do that. Again, we appreciate everything that you do. Thanks for tuning in and appreciate everything. Hope you get the value. Give us some feedback. Let me know how the podcasts are going up to now. I would love to know if you're getting value, what you would like to talk about. Would you like us to cover anything specific? Just let us know. So thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys and girls. Appreciate everything. Appreciate your support. And I will catch you on the next podcast. Have a good one.